Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome back again to a new live streaming. Today it's a good day, so we are live. We are healthy, so we got a lot of things to be thankful to God. Today we're gonna be talking about the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 24 to 27, which got the title of "Disciples Argue About Greatness." Before I started this live, I want to say this. In this moment, like in this time, a lot of people, they're fighting each other about who's the greatest. He's fighting against each other, like every nation. It's like trying to improve every other nations who the greatest are. And that's something like is going back from the beginning of earth. We see the creation. We see the man looking, arguing for who was the best, was offering the best thing to God. And then we saw that from the beginning. So today we're gonna be talking about the disciples. As a church, sometimes we try to improve to other people that our church, that the best church. And that's something is happening right now. Who have the biggest church, who got who got more followers and things like that. That's the five is right now between people and between churches, between all different kind of organizations. Who the best, who's got the best, rich and stuff like that. So today I'm going to be talking about this book, which started like this. Now there was also disciple among them, and to which of them should be considered the greatest? So we got five here. We got disciples fighting each other, arguing each other who was the greatest, who's going to be the greatest. But they might talking in that moment specific. But they said which should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But our next verse says, but not so among you. On the contrary, he who is the greatest among you, let him be as the youngest, and who governs as he who serves. So the Bible is saying this. You know what? If we go to the government system, we see they got governors, they got people over others. They consider that the greatest. But this guy, they are called to serve others. So in heaven, you want to be greatest, you're going to be the youngest. That's what the Bible says. But the next verse, the verse 27 says, for who is greatest, he who sits on the table or who serves? Is it not who sits at the table? Yeah, I am on you as the one who serves. So he's just asking this question. He said, for who is the greatest? He who sits at the table or he who serves? Is not he who sits at the table? Yeah, I am among you as the one who serves. So the Bible is talking about this. According to this earth, according to the system of this earth, the greatest is the one who's sitting at the table. That's the one who is served. But if we go to the government, the governors or the people that are put in the government, they're the one who serve the people. They are selected by the people to serve them. So on this point, the people that are the greatest and the governor, that's the server. And the Bible saying but let's say this. In this case, I am God, I am Jesus, I'm but I'm the one who's serving you. you are not the one who served me. And then we go to this question, like, so in heaven, to be the greatest, you got to be the youngest. That means in heaven, to be the greatest, I got to be the one who is serving. No, the one who's sitting, who's serving. This might be something hard to explain, but something we need to understand is this. As ministers, as people who working with people, so you are not greatest because you are in front of the people. You are not the greatest because you got authority to other people. You are the greatest because you are saving other people. Doesn't matter like what kind of status you have, you gotta still be the servant. Because that's something different on the system of this earth and the system of heaven. That's two different systems. The problem with us is like we wanna do everything. We wanna be able to have control or be working on the system of this earth. But at the same time, we wanna be in the systems of heaven. We cannot be in the same systems. Because we're gonna get away from one system, or we're gonna start like loving one system and hating the other one. So we gotta make a decision. As Christians, as a people, a church, we need to make a decision who we wanna be. We wanna be the ones who are on the table and letting other people serving you, or you want to be the one who will be serving. The Bible said that God, Jesus Christ, didn't came to this earth to be served. He came to serve. And the Bible said we need to imitate what he's done. We got to do everything what has been done. So in less words, we got to be serving. We want to be the greatest in heaven, we want to be serving. And that's who we are. That's not the title we have. We are servants. We are serving other people. And why we are doing it? Because that's teaching of God. Jesus Christ teaching us that way. You gotta be the servant. So this has been the message for today. It's a small reflection. And continue. We need to continue working hard. We need to continue like going to a new level of in a community, communion with God. But at the same time, we don't have to forget that we are called to serve, not to be served. So I hope you want to have a good day today, how you can enjoy the rest of the day, and see you next Saturday at 6:30 a.m. with a new live streaming. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.